Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. Today on Piano Jazz, we're saluting the phenomenal jazz artist, Paquito de Rivera. He's an alto saxophone virtuoso with a huge, bright sound, a fleet-fingered clarinetist, and a fine composer, arranger, and pianist to boot. Paquito was a child prodigy in his native Cuba and a renowned musician on the jazz scene there. In 1980, he left Cuba for the U.S. and quickly took the American jazz scene by storm. He's truly deserving of the honor of Jazz Master, which he will receive this year from the National Endowment for the Arts. Paquito joined me in 1995. I'm thinking to myself, you must have had all those records over there in Cuba. But then I'm thinking, where did you meet Dizzy? Did he come over there before you came? I mean, is that how you met him, in Cuba?
I have a feeling that I was going to meet that man one day in my life, because Dizzy was a constant force in my career. Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker, you know.
Yes.
And then once in 1977, I had the chance to meet him when he was there in a jazz cruise, you know. And it was a jazz boat with people.
Jazz cruise, yeah.
Yeah, there were people like A.L. Father Hine was there too, Stan Getz, that I admire so much.
Oh, boy.
And Rudy Rutherford and Dizzy. And my dear David Danvram was there too, the horn player and composer, David Danvram.
Mm-hmm. David Amram.
David, they was there. And then we had so much fun that night. That was just for one day.
Well, did they all land, or did you get on the boat, or what?
No, for some reason the boat stopped in, that was a Caribbean
tour.
And then for some reason, I wonder why, they stopped in Havana for one day. And then they had this beautiful day, the whole day with jazz musicians, and we jammed together and we played some music together.
Oh my
that
goodness.
Was a beautiful, beautiful experience, and was the beginning of a lasting relationship with me, with Dizzy and David Amram and all that.
Oh, it's a terrific story. And then I guess by that time you were sort of thinking, gee, it would be nice to go there. I mean, you thought about going to New York.
Yeah, that was, for me, it was about time. That was in 1977, and when I came to New York, it was in 1980. In
1980.
Yeah. Then,
well, so now you just, I mean, people immediately just took you to their hearts, I'm sure, when you hear a great musician like you, and you just came over here and amazed everybody.
Well, Dizzy helped me a lot in that, and also Amram. And people like Mario Bauza, too.
Oh, yeah.
You remember our dear
course.
Mario. And Bruce Lundvall helped me a great deal, too. And, well, here we are now.
Here we are. That, you want to play a Dizzy tune?
Yeah. Let's play Dizzy composed so many beautiful tunes, much beautiful music in the air now because of Dizzy Gillespie. You remember Berg's Works?
Yeah, sure.
Let's play that.
Sure.
Want to play that?
Absolutely.
Do, 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 do,
well, now you're going to play piano on this too, aren't you?
But you play the left hand for me, and I play the right in a stereo.
Okay.
All right.
And then we've got David. So how can we go wrong?
All right.
Thank you. Oh, just having you here makes me think a lot about Dizzy. You know, he did piano jazz.
He loved to play piano.
And he played a lot of piano, and he showed me a lot of things. And it was kind of an exciting time. So this is equally exciting.
Dizzy wrote so many original things.
Didn't he, though?
Incredible, yeah. Dizzy, like Monk, one of those people who have that grace to write incredible things out of simple things. Mm-hmm. If you want to like the music of Dizzy and Monk, too, it's simplicity, it's simple, and it's monumental at the same time. And you know why? Because there is a lot of sense of humor in that music, too.
Well,
like Mozart.
There has to be. I mean, I think sometimes musicians get a little bit carried away and get very serious. And
yeah.
I mean, that's one thing that people loved about Dizzy is that he was so funny. But then I wonder if did they ever underestimate what he did because he was always such a clown. You know, I sometimes wonder if people didn't always take him seriously.
For, you know, nothing is wrong with clowns. Clowns are people who make the life of others better and happy.
That's
so
true.
If Dizzy was a clown, God bless the clown and send in the clown.
We're not going to play that, though. Hey, maybe I might do that one later. All right, let's see. What are we going to do? Night in Tunisia?
The Night in Tunisia.
All right.
Yeah, sounds good. Let's practice that.
Let's have at it.
Yeah. You got it, Pepe.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Save America's Treasures, a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Parks Service, Department of the Interior, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.